Hello, and welcome to episode 7 of Secret Grasp. Secret Grasp is a podcast all about the mysterious and difficult to explain aspects of life. We cover topics relating to the paranormal, occult, conspiracy theories, and other strange occurrences. You can find us on all of the major podcasting apps, as well as video sites like YouTube and pretty much anywhere that you would find video or audio like this. You can find links to all of our content on our website at secretgrasp.com. And today's episode, we're going to be talking about targeted individuals and gang stalking. So I've got a question for you to start out with. Have you ever felt like you were being followed before? Even if it's only for a couple blocks, and whether you felt justified in your feelings or you ended up just being paranoid, it's a very unnerving experience. So that's basically what targeted individuals go through most of their life. Targeted individuals, or TIs for short, are people that think they're being tracked or followed by somebody all of the time. It could be a government agency or an international organization. They've got all kinds of varying theories depending on the TI. Some of them think they have microchips implanted in them, their homes are bugged, that they're being followed, or even that they're receiving telepathic messages, or that they're being controlled or harassed. There was a project, I guess, that you could kind of link back to this as some sort of truth. There's something called Project Pandora by DARPA, and it was a study on the biological and behavioral effects of microwave radiation, but in the end, the study concluded that microwave radiation could not be used for mind control. Another thing that's kind of weird about targeted individuals is there's some real reports of it, like from credible people. So you could just write this off as people being schizophrenic or whatever, but there's an actual thing called Havana Syndrome. So U.S. and Canadian embassy staff in Cuba started reporting weird symptoms in 2016 that seemed like some kind of a microwave attack. And in fact, they even did MRI scans on some of the diplomats, and they showed brain damage that they think might have been caused by some kind of a microwave attack. And the symptoms of this Havana syndrome is suddenly hearing a loud noise, pain or pressure in the ears or head, tinnitus, visual problems, vertigo, nausea, cognitive difficulties, insomnia, fatigue, and dizziness. And since 2016, other U.S. officials and military personnel have reported similar attacks, and the causes of these attacks are still uncertain. So that's kind of unnerving that there's people targeting diplomats and military personnel, and we still don't know what the cause of it is. Some people have suggested that it could be microwaves. Others say ultrasound. Other theories include that it could be pesticides or infectious agents, or even noises made by crickets. So I think one person theorized that it could be the rubbing together of cricket legs at just the right frequency messes with people's mind or something. I don't quite know how that works. But more and more of these attack reports are cropping up in US, Europe, China, and elsewhere as well. So that's kind of what targeted individuals are. I'll talk a bit about gang stalking. There's a little bit of a distinction there. So gang stalking focuses on the idea of targeted individuals as well, except instead of being targeted by technology, it's typically people that just feel like they're being harassed and stalked. So gang stalking victims think that they've got people secretly watching them in public. People might walk past them and bump into them and whisper things to them. There might be people standing outside their homes or spying on them through their windows with drones or recording them in public places with cell phones or making faces at them. Maybe the mouse on your computer screen moves by itself or messages appear to be typed by other people in the text document even while you're looking at it. Basically, those that are gang stalked feel like they're being constantly followed, watched, and harassed by dozens of people who are all in on the scheme. Their houses might even get broken into or vandalized frequently. So some of that you could kind of write up to just paranoia, especially like So if you see somebody and you think you're being recorded on their phone in public, it could be somebody is just like taking a picture of somebody past you and it has nothing to do with you. The same thing if somebody makes a face, maybe they were just thinking about something or they saw something totally unrelated to you. So I think some people are just more sensitive that they'll pick up on weird stuff like that. And they think it all ties back to them. But really, people are just out there doing random stuff. So it's hard to know what's being targeted at you and what is actual legitimate gang stalking. So what do I think about the whole thing? So I think like a lot of things, some of it is misdiagnosed and there's probably a lot of truth to it as well. I think lots of people who claim to be TIs are probably suffering from schizophrenia or paranoia. Like I was saying, everyday weird stuff happens if you're looking out in the world with a victim mentality. So in a day, you might see somebody looking at you and it could look like they're laughing at you. And then they look away when you make eye contact at just the right time. That can freak you out, but it could just be a coincidence. Like I said about the pictures as well, somebody could just be taking a selfie or something or taking a picture of something that's happening. And it's easy to misconstrue those things that don't actually involve you, and you can build up a grander scheme in your mind and think that you're being targeted, especially if you take note of all these things happening one after the other. You can kind of build a story for yourself that you're like being persecuted, basically. At the same time, I don't think we can fully dismiss it. Like I said, there's the Havana syndrome in cases where people actually seem to be targeted with either microwaves or some other weird technology. There probably are people in smaller communities where the whole police department or the fire department is working against them and trying to harass them. It could be other organizations too. Like, say you live in a small town and you piss off like the fire chief or something, he's got a lot of kind of network and resources in the town to make your life a living hell if he wanted to. So something to keep in mind. Some people actually might have it out for you, I guess. But in most cases, probably not. I don't want to completely dismiss TIs, though. Although I do think a psychological evaluation would be worth getting to rule out any mental disorders first. But of course, it's a bit of a catch-22 because if you think you're a TI, then you likely won't want to go to any medical professionals. You might think that they're also in on it and trying to discredit you as well. It's a really terrifying idea, though, to think that you could always be being followed and constantly watched. Like, honestly, I've even felt in the past that I've had neighbors that were messing with me and stuff. If you like see somebody and they're doing something kind of weird, then you start looking more and you notice more weird stuff that they're doing, and it just kind of like builds and builds, and you can drive yourself crazy like that. The truth is, it's really hard to be objective, and it's almost impossible to know for sure what's really going on. It's really easy to misread into things, especially if you've built up that kind of narrative in your head, or if you interact with people from a distance a lot without ever actually talking to them or getting to know them. So you've got kind of like stories about people. Maybe I know I did this when I used to ride the bus to work every day, and I would like, there's all these people on the bus. I don't know any of their names. I don't know any of their backstories, but it's almost like I give them these names in my head and I have these backstories and I like create these personalities for them from the very little amount that I've seen about them. And I think it's kind of human nature to do that, to kind of build up stories about people in your head without actually knowing anything about them. If you want to learn more about targeted individuals, there's a Vice documentary that I think is pretty great. It's called Meet the Targeted Individual Community. So if you want to see that, you can look that up on YouTube. I think it's worth checking out. I think it's like 30 or 40 minutes long. That's pretty much it, though. If you've made it this far and you're liking the podcast, can I ask you a favor? It'd really help us out if you could share the podcast with a family member or friend that you think would be interested in the types of topics that we cover here. Also, feel free to share a link to the podcast on Reddit or any other social media that you want. That would help out. And next episode, I'm going to be talking about astral projection, another favorite topic of mine. Unfortunately, this episode looks like it's going to be a bit short. We're just at like 10 minutes, but that's how it's going to go. Just a reminder, if you have any creepy, strange, weird real-life stories that you'd like to share on the show, send me an email, secretgrasp@gmail.com. You can either send in an MP3 file of yourself telling the story or read it out for me to read on the show. But that's it for this episode. We'll be in touch soon. Look out for those people targeting you as you're walking down the street.